This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let's get to it right away, okay? And I want to give you a heads up. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And for the record, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It does not amaze me, friends, as to how ignorant some people just keep going on with them bad selves. And no matter how many times you tell them the truth, they are staunch. They will call you every name under the book, or in the book, I should say, or under the sun. And they just continuously call you names. And I'm not talking about what you've been led to believe as the left, friends. This is the right doing it. Let me get over to this topic here, because it's important that I just nick this in the butt really quick, because we're going to be talking about how is it that the American people are not hearing about the wall anymore. Are you ready for this? Just another broken promise, nothing more, nothing less. But we've all heard now California banned singing in churches and synagogues. I know people expect tyrants to come in with a little mustache on and be masculine and be authoritative. No, friends, what's happening in America, what's more embarrassing, is it's coming to effeminate sodomites is what's happening here. You can call them whatever you want to call them, friends, but they're abominable, and their actions prove the point. They are at war with God, and it's a war that they are going to lose. The fact of the matter is, in California, the church, in many cases, is capitulating when they should be standing up against this tyrant and folks pressing charges against him for his crimes against we the people in that particular state. We're in this together, California. I'm not trying to separate us. But again, I want you to listen to this carefully. This is about the California governor, if you want to call him that, banning singing in churches and in synagogues. Listen to this, friends.
Another part of the first phase of Knox County's plan, churches. Now, the plan allows places of worship, to open after May 1st, but includes a number of safety guidelines. Those include only allowing core worship services, which means no classes, potlucks, or other social events. The physical taking of sacraments like communion is not allowed. Worshippers must wear face masks, and the county is discouraging singing. And there was a lot of reaction on our Facebook page to the guidance about not singing. Some say singing is a crucial part of worship.
Well, you deserve what you get, America. You really do.
The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation say singing transmits tiny drops of liquid more than talking. Research shows those droplets can have a lot of germs, and they can be spread as far as 3 feet through the air.
Huh. That's amazing. Folks, now do you understand what Ben Franklin meant when he said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour? I can't even call them wolves. Effeminate pansies attacking those that are more effeminate, more pansy-ish than himself. You know what's interesting here is how is America and Americans... and how it is that they've forgotten where they've come from. If anybody paid attention to their history, you'll see that it was the Black Robe Regiment. It was the church preachers of the day that were responsible for establishing what we have today, along with 56 signers and 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population. Now we have the effeminates, right? The sodomites attacking the church, and those that call themselves Christians subject themselves to this tyranny, contrary to Scripture. See, because Christians believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in the public, right? In other words, a compartmentalized way of living. But again, this is contrary to the Bible, okay? Why did we separate from Great Britain? I know tomorrow's the 4th of July, it's the Independence Day. But I'm just kind of tipping in on this a little bit early, a day early, because of what's taking place in California. Why did we separate from Great Britain? Well, most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we separated because of taxation without representation. Really? Really? That's a part of it. But this was only one of 27 grievances given, as was the lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. But this is what most say Independence Day is all about. Or now kids will say, I don't know, but I like the fireworks. That's cool. They have no understanding as to where they came from. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We're doing a futile thing here if we don't know where we've come from or what we have been about, said President Woodrow Wilson. He's exactly right. Grievances greater, 11 times more, was abuse of representative powers. This is what our forefathers threw off in the Declaration of Independence. Abuse of military power 7 times more often. This is what our forefathers threw off. Okay? Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more. This is what our forefathers threw off. What the American people tolerate today is not what our forefathers taught us to do in such a case. They threw their exhibition, friends, their examples, Hebrews 13:8, threw off what you're subjecting yourself to today. And you're being laughed at every step of the way. Generally stirring up, listen carefully, domestic insurrections 2 times more often. That was the corrupt king across the pond that was creating domestic insurrection just like you're seeing today. What you've accepted, our forefathers threw off. Read the Declaration of Independence. Military power above civilian power was thrown off by our forefathers. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. Okay? But this is what everybody answers to now when asked, why did we separate from Great Britain? Taxation without representation. Historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. Money became the focus of the study. But let me go back to our forefathers and what we're seeing in California concerning this communist that's tolerated in the state of California that is now banning singing and in churches and in synagogues, friends. Hey, folks, in California, we were just there last fall. We preached there. You send me a ticket, I will come. I'm a drummer. You don't want to hear me sing, but I will sing and I will preach. Okay, because that's what the church is called to do. Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration, said that religious freedom was the reason that they joined the revolution. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. The one the world says was a deist and such a godless man said it was religious freedoms is what they fought for, friends. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com. 13 to 15 articles written every day, every single day, combating the lies that the CIA controlled mainstream media and their useful idiots and their propagandists, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to watch us live, you can do that. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see us there on YouTube. Click us on, join us on live chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click us on. Join us on the right side on live chat. If you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about how come the American people are not hearing about the wall anymore. Are you ready for this, friends? Craziness. I was just highlighting, friends, what we're seeing in California right now. This is a mask-off frontal attack as to who they are and what their intents are. The governor, Newsom, I thought he was being recalled. He's banning singing in churches and in synagogues. Notice against the church and synagogues, not the mosques. How backwards can this be, friends? How purposed can this agenda be? Folks, it can't get any more plainer than the nose on your face. I was just talking about how this is a direct attack on the church. It's what Newsom and what we're seeing across the United States of America, friends, they are exactly what our forefathers threw off. We've exceeded their transgressions as to what our forefathers would tolerate, friends, in so many different ways. I was just asking the question, why did we separate from Great Britain? Most people will answer, well, the 4th of July, Independence Day is, well, taxation without representation. And again, this was only 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of the 27 reasons. The number one reason was religious freedom to our forefathers, friends. Religious freedoms. What's under attack? The Bill of Rights. Hey, folks, the U.S. Constitution. Keep in mind, that document is there to restrain them, not we from them. Let me say it in layman's terms for you. They work for us. We don't work for them. And as long as you keep acting like we work for them, they're going to keep acting out like the wolves that they want to be by you making yourself sheep. Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration, said that religious freedom was the reason that they joined the revolution along with the third president of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, I want to go over to Thomas Jefferson really quick, and I want to read his headstone to you so you can understand how you've been lied to in so many different ways. You ready for this? Okay. This is what it says on his headstone. Author of the Declaration of Independence, of the Statue of Virginia for Religious Freedoms, and father of the University of Religion. Now, I know what you've been told. I really do. But you know what? There's enough information out there, friends, to understand what the revisionists have been doing in this country over the last four decades. There's no question about it. We have enough information to expose them. The problem is what the people that call themselves the right, they fail to enforce the laws against their crimes. I mean, as if to suggest what you call the left, they have a right to lie, defame. I mean, folks, the list goes on. It's ridiculous. Again, the left is the fruit of the right. That's how bad we all are, just for the record. We're all sinners saved by grace, right? But the ones that are saved by grace, they're overcoming. They're magnifying God's moral law against crime. Romans 3:31, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7 and 8. Going back to the Old Testament, go to Psalm 40, verse 8, Isaiah 42:21. It's all there. Jesus never came to abrogate God's moral law. He came to fulfill it, right? Matthew 5. And the list goes on. But going back to this point, friends, the very things and the very people that are under attack concerning your religious liberties is the very reason our forefathers threw off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. Did you know that John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity? Of course. Then he goes on, now I will avow then that I believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. Also take note in 1854, friends, as to what the U.S. Congress said. Had the people during the revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, not any one denomination, Baptists over Catholics or the Catholics over the Wesleyans or the Wesleyans over the Faithers, over the Faithers, over the Pentecostal, over the Pentecostals, over the Baptists. You get the point. He goes on, in this age there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. What's under attack today, friends? Same exact thing. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. This is what they found. There is no dissonance in these declarations. There is a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. Listen carefully, said the Supreme Court in 1892. This is a Christian nation. Yes, it is. There's no question about it. And I want to end this little segment with this, friends. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of Jesus? Is that crazy? How ignorant people have become in this country. I mean, for a governor or any said representative in any capacity in the United States of America to even suggest the things that he's suggesting, it's insanity. And what's worse is the people that submit to it. And of course, I know that the mainstream media would have you believe that everybody's submitting to it. And I know that there's a lot of good people in California that are not. But America namely the church, you got to take a stand. You got to take to the streets. Folks, I've done it 1,000 times. The communists have a motto that if you feel their steel, retreat. But if you feel mush, proceed. You have a communist in California, friends, that is going to take it as far as you're going to let him take it. And again, let me remind you, it's not good enough for you to just go ahead and tell him not to do that anymore. It's only for you now at this point to have him removed and prosecuted, because until that message is sent, America, nothing's going to change in this country, regardless of what state you are in. Listen to me carefully. Until justice is established in every capacity, in every office in the United States of America, according to the laws that the Supreme Court is to uphold, that they, in their capacity, are to uphold, nothing's going to change in this country until they fear the consequence of violating law. And let me remind you, the laws that they themselves are to uphold, and they are failing to uphold. They are not upholding them. They are tearing it down purposely, attempting to recreate it in the UN's global initiative. That's what this is all about. And America, I'm not speaking down at you. If you're a new listener, I'm not speaking down at you. I am speaking down on those that stand back and do nothing about what's going on here. Because again, they only encourage, they only add strength to tyranny in so many different ways. I just wrote an article today called The Strength of the American Church. The strength of the American church today, friends, is government corruption, abortion, sodomy, school indoctrination, Muslim infiltration. Friends, they have literally made void the Word of God. And those that have made void the Word of God are those that are submitting to tyranny. So let it be. And let it be the very point of reference to make distinction between what Christianity is and what Christianity isn't. Those that are submitting to tyranny in America today, listen to me carefully. You are a part of the problem. You are bringing a curse upon this nation every time you submit to tyranny. Nor does the Word of God teach that you are to submit to tyranny anywhere. And not in one of the 66 books written from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Those that are standing up against tyranny, you're doing what your forefathers taught you to do. You're living for what the apostles and the prophets established. And the chief cornerstone is who? Jesus Christ himself. We understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but we're not going to understand the resources of heaven until we begin to step out and tap into them. Amen. We're going to come right back and we're going to hit our main topic here, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Henry Ford Health System study shows anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine helps lower the death rate of COVID-19 patients. The study analyzed just over 2,500 patients hospitalized among the six hospitals in Detroit between March 10th and May 2nd and found that 13% of those treated with hydroxychloroquine died, while 26 of those who did not receive the drug died. The study also points out that one of the keys to the drug working was being treated with it within the first 2 days of being admitted to the hospital. Today is day three in the new United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Fox News the deal is working out great for America.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is USA Radio News. Palm Beach County Mayor David Koerner says it was an easy decision to close his beaches.
And then fold into that analysis the fact that Broward County and Miami-Dade County to our south both closed their beaches. We had real concerns about overcapacity issues and community spread.
The Florida mayor also thanking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for all the personal protective equipment they need for empowering each county to make its own decisions on protecting public health. There has been a call for Congress to find meaningful ways to reform policing, but so far both sides have failed to come to an agreement. Congressman Chip Roy, who is a freshman lawmaker from Texas and a Republican, believes eventually it will come from younger members on Capitol Hill.
There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm among first, second, third term members of the House to say, look, why are we letting all of the power that be in Washington just decide this stuff?
Roy also says there's not a lot of partisan bickering, despite what you see on TV. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, friends, it's been a day. It really has. Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? How come we're not hearing about this? You ready for this? Broken wall. Broken promises. Has anybody seen pictures of this wall? Oh my goodness, it's craziness. Did you know that Donald Trump said during a campaign rally in Toledo, January 9th, just this year, 2020, listen carefully, I've completed more promises than I've made. To who? Not we the people. Here, I want to say this one more time, and I want you to listen to this carefully. I've completed more promises than I've made. Put this up against this audio concerning the promises of putting the wall up, that Mexico would pay for it. Listen to how many times this guy changed his story.
Congress must fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Mark my
words. Just in case anybody has any questions,
we need the wall. We get the wall.
We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
And not a wall along the entire border.
So of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion?
I'm whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical
barrier.
This is
Judas Paul Ryan.
Can't get Mexico to pay for the wall? You, of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed.
Mexico will be reimbursing the United States. It'll be reimbursed.
It may be through reimbursement.
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. I will build the greatest wall.
Just telling people what they want to hear.
Gorgeous wall. And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble, because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Can we have your comment? I said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller.
10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Higher. Higher. Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
Wall's probably $8 billion.
It's going to cost $10 billion.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico, with all the information.
I've never done that before. That's actually true. I've never done that.
Of all the information that is given to his followers, he still goes back to them and says, who's going to pay for the wall, after completely turning on the very promises that he made on the campaign trail? His followers, Mexico will pay for the walls. Well, apparently you didn't get the memo. No, they're not. Not only did the price change several times from $4 billion to $25 billion, but it also came about from Mexico paying for it to the American people being left flipping the bill for the wall, right? No longer was Mexico going to pay the bill. Now they were going to reimburse us, and then they fell away from that as well. Well, let me give you a bit of an update. Oh, by the way, you know, keep in mind what Donald Trump said right here. Just so you know, this is how hypocritical his followers are, because that's what this comes down to. Again, keep in mind there's 1,104 different options of those that are running for the presidency of the United States of America today, and the only options that you've been given by the powers that are tolerated are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Listen to what Donald Trump said. I've completed more promises than I've made. In the face of facts, friends, it shows you how narcissistic, arrogant, and how much of a pathological liar that this man is, right? Yesterday, I'd highlighted, friends, that Donald Trump's new fundraising appeal for his second term, are you ready for this? Is help me drain the swamp. As if to suggest he didn't have 4 years to drain the swamp. What about all those promises of prosecution? Not one, not a one of his promises was fulfilled. Not one prosecution from his first term appeal. But now he's going back to his same base, the same blind, and the same deaf sheep that didn't pay attention to the fact that he's not keeping his word. He's doing just the exact opposite. And he knows it all the well. That's why he's making his appeal on the same promises, because they've been given 4 years to see that he didn't bear the fruit. But he trusts that they didn't pay attention to a thing that he didn't do. They only trust as to what he is saying again to lead them further down the path of what? Anarchy. Into a global system, friends, which is being created even as we speak by this agenda that's going forward through this current administration. Period. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to this. The Trump Wall, commonly referred to as the Wall, is a name for a proposed expansion of the Mexico-United States barrier during the U.S. presidency of Donald Trump. Through his 2016 presidential campaign, Trump called for the construction of a much larger border wall. Okay? Keep up false pretenses. Claiming that if he's elected, he would build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. Well, at the time, presidents of Mexico Enrique Pena Nieto said that his country would not pay for the wall. In January of 2017, Trump signed an executive order, 13767, which formally directed the U.S. government to begin in the process of attempting wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border using existing federal funding, which means Americans are paying for the wall. Actual construction did not begin at the time due to the significant expense and lack of clarity on how it would be funded. Okay? So the can is being kicked down the road. Beginning December 22, 2018, the federal government was partly shut down for 35 days because of Trump's insistence that he would veto any spending bill that did not include the $5.7 billion in border wall funding. Okay, cool. Again, let's keep up pretenses here, okay? Let's keep his fan base encouraged by what he's doing. In February of 2019, Trump signed a declaration of national emergency saying that the situation at the border is a crisis requiring money allocated for other purposes to be used to build the wall. You got to pay attention to the details here, friends, because I'm going to knock him down every step of the way at the end of the show, okay? But Trump vetoed the resolution. In 2019, July, the Supreme Court approved the reallocation of $2.5 billion in the Department of Defense anti-drug funding to construct the walls while other legal proceedings continue. Excuse me. In September of 2019, an additional $3.6 billion was derived and derived. This time from U.S. military construction projects across the world, including schools for children of American soldiers. In September of 2019, Trump said he planned to build 450 to 500 miles of new wall by the end of 2020. However, as of 2019, well, at least 76 miles of existing wall had been replaced or reinforced, in other words, fixed up, during Trump's presidency, no new wall had been completed. Ooh, I'll tell you, I feel like Elijah on top of the mountain, laughing at all the false prophets and all the foolish people that faltered between two opinions, 1 Kings 18. How long, the Lord asked through Elijah, to the people and to the false prophets, exposing the false prophets, friends. How long will you falter between two opinions? You're to judge men by their fruits. You're not to judge them by what they say. We've reiterated that point a million times, friends. A million times. In September of 2019, Trump said he planned to build 450 to 500 miles of new wall by the end of 2020. As of November of 2019, well, at least 76 miles of existing wall, walls that had already been put in place, had been replaced or reinforced. In other words, fixed up during Trump's presidency. No new wall had yet been completed. How do you justify this? You can't. You can't. It's like finding out through CNS News the first legislative minibus bill that Trump signed on to actually funded abortion. All of his followers claim they support him because he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Has he stopped it today? Absolutely not. Has he defunded it? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. We're to judge them by their fruit. America, America, a question for you. How long will you falter between two opinions? What are we talking about right now? We're talking about, why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Because none of it's been built as promised as of yet. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com. How you doing today, folks? Isn't that crazy? I mean, folks, when you listen to commercials, I mean, let's just be straight up here. I talked to my kids after the show. Who talks like that? Who talks like that? You know what I'm talking about? It's funny, just yesterday we were in a store and a lady walked up to me and she said, "You have a good voice. You have a good voice." She said, "You need to use that voice." She was actually tapping in prophetically. She just didn't know why she was doing it. I said, "Well, I'm already using it, ma'am. And I'm telling you what, it's broken today, isn't it?" It is. Folks, what are we talking about? Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Because they have you distracted on 1,000 different things, friends. You're being inundated from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all day long to keep you distracted from the promises. And what is the promise all about? Your safety and your security. That's really what it's all about, friends. Right? So here's the promise. Why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? Well, I just got done sharing with you, friends. Though it was promised at the end of November of 2019... the 76 miles of existing wall had been replaced or reinforced during Trump's presidency. No new wall had been completed. On December 10th, a federal judge in Texas blocked the use of military funds for building the wall. Folks, they play off each other, just for the record. Just like pro wrestlers do, right? Just like the right-left paradigm does. But 10 days later, Trump signed a spending bill with about $1.4 billion allotted for it. On January 8, 2020, a federal appeals court granted a stay of the Texas judge's orders, freeing the $3.6 billion for the wall. Where does that money come from? It's paper, right? Fiat money. On February 13th, the Pentagon notified Congress that it would divert $3.8 billion from funding for the military's anti-drug activities. It's not what it's for. It's a slush fund to do what they will, friends. And the war on terror, which has all been created, to building the wall. Right. On December 17th, 2019, Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan stated that 93 miles of barriers had been built during the Trump administration. Where's it at? Trying to score some political brownie points, isn't he? Concerning this climb up the ladder. A private organization called We Build the Wall has constructed 0.5 miles of new wall on private property near El Paso, Texas, with Trump's encouragement. So, let's go over there. ProPublica reported on July 2nd, just yesterday, 2020, Trump supporters funded a private border wall on the banks of Rio Grande, helping the builder secure $1.7 billion in federal contracts. Now the Lamborghini of border walls is in danger of falling into the river if nothing is done, experts say. You would think with all these numbers, I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars here, friends, there would be more accountability. You know, with all this wall that's allegedly and is supposed to be forecasted into being built on the southern border, it's interesting how that contradicts eyewitness accounts of as to what's going on in Arizona and on the southern border in general. And it's interesting how we have our agencies actually warring against our Minutemen on the southern border. And don't forget about the northern border. Please don't forget about that, because many people believe that will be a staging point when there's a civil war in this country. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Hey, folks, I'm telling you what, there's words that come through that are prophetic, and I'm telling you that they're as good as gold. And more importantly, the Lord will bring the past. Don't be distracted from what's going on. Aim small, miss small concerning what you're called to do. And stick to what you're called to do, and God will make known what you need to know. And I'm telling you, that is one of the things that we need to know as the church. Don't be distracted from just the southern border, friends. But you would think that eyewitness accounts would be in support of what we're being told here, but we're hearing just the exact opposite. We're being told that they're being bussed in to the DHS buses, by the way, Department of Homeland Security. They're being bussed into the United States of America on the southern borders. We played audio, we played video, if you could see it. And it's interesting to note that they would follow the air-conditioned buses where these illegals were being picked up to Catholic charities on the southern border. And then they would be flown to the destination of their choice. And then they would receive welfare as they're being lured in to cities all across America through felons that masquerade themselves as mayors. See, we got to think through what's going on here, friends. It's not been built yet. That's what's most important here. But when you go to ProPublica, we're talking about now how $1.7 billion in federal contracts has been granted concerning this Lamborghini wall, but it's in danger of falling into the river if nothing is done. In other words, friends, if we can call a spade for a spade here, we need to ask the question, where's that money going? Tommy Fisher billed his new privately funded border wall as the future of deterrence, a quick-to-build steel fortress that spans 3 miles in one of the busiest border patrol sectors. Unlike a generation of wall builders before him, he said he figured out how to build a structure directly on the banks of the Rio Grande. A risky but potentially game-changing step when it came to the nation's border wall system. Let all of this just add up, okay? It's going to be clear by the end of the show here today as to where I'm bringing this. But his showcase piece is showing signs of runoff, erosion, and if it's not fixed, could be in danger of falling into the Rio Grande, according to the engineers and the hydrologists who reviewed photos of the wall for ProPublica and the Texas Tribune. They're saying that it should never have been built so close to the river, they say. Just months after going up, they said photos reveal a series of gashes and gullies at various points along the structure where rainwater runoff has scourged the sandy loam beneath the foundation. Doesn't anybody think that this is kind of odd? All this money, being allocated to a wall, and yet nothing has been built by this administration? Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that Trump supporters and Donald Trump supported this Trump supporter to build this wall, this Lamborghini wall? Again, my question to the American people is, why haven't we heard about the wall? I want to tell you why. Because there is no wall. There is no 450 to 500 miles of wall. Okay? The wall that's there is being repaired. And then when $1.7 billion in federal contracts is handed off to a guy named Tommy Fisher, it's interesting to note that when the experts step in, they say, listen, it should have never been built in the first place. Now, what I want you to think about, friends, is this. If there are border issues with illegals flooding into America, which I believe that there is, because the Bible says so, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to 46, to Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 to verse 68, it's all there. Specifically, go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. Then why is the border issue, if illegals are flooding into America, then why is the border issue not taking precedence? This is why you're not hearing about the wall. What you are hearing about is how your mayors, your attorney generals, and your governors in 18 different states want to open the floodgates to more of them into the United States of America. Right? We did a show on that. Hey, folks, you can almost take it to the bank, metaphorically. What they tell you, if they're not distracting you, what they're telling you, the opposite is probably of what they're doing. Okay, I want you to also consider that Judicial Watch reported, I'm just going to go to this real quick, just to give you a date. Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization out of D.C., a well-respected outlet. This was February 10th, 2020. We found out that he reported on Donald Trump. I believe he's also on his board. But he reported that Donald Trump is aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations times three in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into them organizations in the United States of America with your dollars. Okay, but I know. I'm a troll. I know. I'm a Trump hater. I know. I'm ignorant. I'm a devil. I know. I don't know anything. I know. But what I do know is this. I do know how to judge men by their fruit. I do know how to do that. And I would ask the question as to his supporters, why is it that they don't? Okay, because if they were, this guy would have been in more trouble than that of even Barack Hussein Obama on many fronts. Now, I know people will say, oh, that's just way out there. No, it is way out there. You're exactly right. And it's exactly what he's guilty of. But consider Americans being frisked at the airports where our borders are wide open. Illegals are lured into America by our said representatives. No applications required or proof of citizenship when receiving unconstitutional welfare or driver's license in some states. Consider the facts, friends.
Do you want to give your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.